How are you? And welcome to another segment again, or should I say hello again, everyone, and welcome to another segment of the Triple E's Education Empowerment Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is the Reverend Dr. Apostle Patricia A. Button. Apostle Patricia Button is an entrepreneur, published author, public speaker, patented designer, editor-in-chief, and publisher of FaithWorks magazine, founder of Faith Walkers Ministry, founder and talk show host of The Forum, radio show and talk show host of Let the Healing Begin on the Now Network Television. She's also a motivational speaker and coach, as well as a relationship and marriage coach. She is founder and CEO of FaithWorks Production, where she's overseeing the daily operations and outreach ministry and being so patient with me, my technically
not a problem at all.
How you doing, Apostle?
I'm doing wonderful. And yourself?
Welcome. I'm doing good, but you know, technology is really, really challenging us here, but I'm going to get it, you know?
You definitely will, and I understand. Trust me.
Yes, indeed. So let me dig right into some of the questions. And first of all, I want to say thank you so much. I had the opportunity to be on one of your broadcasts, and it was just so empowering to be on there with such a distinguished panel, and I so much appreciate that.
And we appreciate you taking part in it as well.
So let me dig right into some of these questions. What is the motivation for what you do, you know?
My motivation is to see change. Okay. To see change in the lives of individuals, to see change in our nation, to see change in our neighborhoods and our communities, just to see people better, to see people evolve, to see us evolve. Just to make that transformation in the lives of other people really motivates and drives me.
Oh, great. So what are the goals and visions for the ministry in the upcoming future?
Our goals and our visions, our goals are to reach the masses with the truth. Mm-hmm. And our vision is to see the ministry grow and increase and expand in its reach and its ability to enlighten and to encourage and motivate people. That's pretty much the vision that we have for the ministry, to be an informative source, a viable informative source within our communities and our neighborhoods and the body of Christ in general.
So let me ask you this, because I know so many people benefit from it, but hone in on just some specific people or organizations who benefit from what you provide.
I believe people who are people who tend to be like the two of us, you know, really getting into this technology thing. We're not necessarily technology savvy.
Say it again, preacher. And can you pray for us on that one?
I'm serious. It's the God's honest truth. But there are people who don't tap into technology. People who are not familiar with how technology works. Mm-hmm. So we look to be that platform. We look to be that entity or that source that's able to provide them with information that's out there that they don't necessarily know how to access. Just people who are uninformed. We believe that we have a great benefit in their lives. We serve a great benefit in their lives. And just people in general, the body of Christ. Some of our media platforms are designed to minister to or to, you know, inspire the body of Christ, but people at large.
Mm-hmm. People at large. Well, I know the answer to this question, but I know my listeners want to know. Is the ministry global or nationally?
We are global. Are global. Our reach is global. We've expanded in terms of our Facebook Live broadcast. We have people from all over the world who tap in and comment, and we're blessed by that. And also the Let the Healing Begin talk show on the Now Network. It's national. It's global. They reach
nations.
How
did you get connected with the Now Network? Did they reach out to you, or just God knocked on your door? Well, once again, with one of those blessings.
He knocked on my door. Yeah. He knocked on my door because, you know, the Lord had given me a word that I was going to not only have a radio show, that I was going to have a television show, that I was going to have a magazine. And of course, I would never have visualized any of this had that not been the case. But I saw an ad on Facebook for the Now Network and they had slots available. And I applied and got accepted. So, you know, we've been up and running hard since then.
So tell me a little bit about, speak to me about the application process. How did that go and what did it entail?
I actually contacted them. They took down the information. Of course, I had to share the content for the content and the vision for the broadcast. And, you know, because I guess they and I don't blame them. It just makes common sense. It's common sense that they would screen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was told that my show was accepted. And that was it. It was really simplistic.
And you haven't looked back?
Wow. Not at all. Not at all.
Talk to me a little bit about the magazine. I mean, you got your hands in so many, what should I say, blessed pies, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, oh, my God. God is truly enlarging and increasing your territory. So talk to me a little bit about the magazine and where does that go and who does it reach and how's that working?
I love my magazine. I never imagined that I would even be able to accomplish it on my own. And not to do it on my own, of course, you know, it was God who divinely enabled me to do it. But I love the magazine. The magazine is filled with, the title of the magazine, first and foremost, is Faith Works Magazine. And it's filled with insightful articles, just inspiring and motivational tips. We have stuff in there about health and well-being. We have a sports section. We even target the kids. There's a section of the magazine that we contribute totally to kids. And it's just a fun-filled, information-packed, motivational piece of work.
Wow. So let me ask you this. Being that we're in the COVID pandemic era, have you done a lot of counseling around that with kids and couples? Can you speak to that?
I have definitely had the opportunity to minister and coach and counsel, you know, through some issues, some individuals. People are really challenged by what's going on. And, you know, the interesting thing about it is that some people are more equipped and much more capable of dealing with these type of stressful situations than others. And I've had the opportunity to minister to people, you know, let them know that there's hope. Even in the midst of the pandemic, there is yet hope.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let me interject something and then we're going to take a break and we'll come back to part two. As I said earlier, if I didn't say, this is part one of a two-part segment. And so what I want to say is I really appreciate what you're doing and also what you're getting ready to do in Chicago, which hopefully, God be willing, I'm going to be part of. We're going to go out to Chicago and meet with some people and really make a difference in trying to bring some empowerment to that community.
Yes.
And much needed focus on development and personal and professional growth. And I'm looking forward to that. I just want to say thank you so much. You are, one is definitely an educator and so inspiring with what you do, how you do it, and the people you reach. The first time I met you, I felt like I had a kindred spirit with you. We just connected.
Right.
And I said, Lord, you know, let me continue to be in this woman's company and hopefully our paths will continue to cross, you know?
Fantastic. I, you know, it was such a pleasure meeting you as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited about, you know, where we're going. With what we've been equipped with. I'm excited about the whole Chicago thing. And, you know, I know that you love social justice. So, you know, connecting these two powers together, man, it's going to be unstoppable.
So talk a little bit about what we plan on doing in Chicago, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, the goal for Chicago is to meet with some of the outreach and social justice leaders there and, you know, just be able to dialogue with them and communicate some of our thoughts and our desires and, you know, and our intent to be a blessing to them, to, you know, help them however we possibly can, because the challenges in Chicago are tremendous. Not that they're not, you know, in other places, mm-hmm. but I just felt led to target Chicago. I mean, we have other cities lined up, Right. And, you know, I'm looking at doing just the worldwide thing, you know, even in spite of the pandemic. Right. People still need to be reached, and we still need to help those who are, you know, who are struggling to get something done.
Well, the pandemic's not going to stop our work. It's not going to stop our movement. Yes, indeed.
You got that right.
So let me ask you this. What is the focus of the radio and TV shows then? You know, because you spoke about the magazine, you spoke about your speaking. Tell me about, should I say, the media empire.
Right. Well, the television show is entitled Let the Healing Begin. And the whole premise behind the television show was to be able to present a platform whereby we could minister to people who are wounded, people who need healing, people who've gone their entire lives operating in unforgiveness or whatever that thing was, to be able to talk, just be able to talk it out. You know, with our guest and whoever it is that, you know, we invite to be a part of the show and be able to shed some light or some insight into those people who've not received that healing yet and be able to offer them the opportunity to get healed. Oh, and in terms of the radio show, the radio show is my, I don't even know what I want to call it, but that's my opportunity where I get to voice my opinion. And I love that the radio show is a live talk show. Our show is not recorded. It's live because we have people have the ability to call in.
Wow. So tell me this. What was or who was some of your favorite guests along with H. Bosch Jr.?
I am screaming.
Yes. So, yeah, who was some of your favorite guests?
Oh, you know? We've interviewed a few local people. You know what? And the truth of the matter is we've had technical difficulties as well because going live is not as easy as people think it is. It's something. And, you know, technology plays an intricate part in it being successful. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we've had individuals on who are in the insurance industry. And one of my favorite was, you know, we had a financial counselor to come on and she shared some excellent information that was beneficial to our listeners.
Okay. So what does success look like to you? Because I know success wears different hats and comes in different forms, shapes, and for different people. But what does success look like to you? Possible.
Success goes back to my motivation behind what I do, and that is to promote or provoke change in people's lives, in situations, in circumstances. If I can successfully, through the medium of the ministry that God has given me, make a change and a difference in our nation, in the lives of people, you know, if I don't care if it's five or six. As long as there's been that impact that provoked change, that's my motivation. That's my focus. That's my vision. Change.
So along
for the
with,
good.
Right. Well said. Along with all the other things you're involved in, you still find time to do some straight up hardcore activism. So how do you distinguish all the other things you do from just straight up community activism? And what's some of your favorite projects to really focus in terms of activism work?
I love activism. Social justice is
now you're talking. Yes.
A primary motivator in why I do what I do. I love hitting the streets. I love, you know, being hands-on with people, equipping them with the knowledge that they need to make informed choices in their lives. I hate injustice. I hate injustice. You know, I'm like my daddy, God. I hate injustice. I hate a system that perpetuates injustice. Mm-hmm. So the opportunity to get out and rally together with like-minded individuals to actually promote change is what drives me. It drives me.
Which leads me to my next question. Why motivational speaking and coaching? I know why I do that. I say I do that because my sole purpose is to empower people to make productive and significant changes in their life to overcome their adversities. How about you?
My desire is very similar. I love the fact that I am able to direct people You know what I mean? Direct them to their purpose. Help them get to the root cause of their hindrances, the hindrances to their success in life, and to motivate them to know that they bring great value in the lives of other people. They bring great value in the world, in the earth. That's why God put them there. So just to see people become all that they can be, they can be is what drives me in terms of motivation. Help them get over the obstacles and the roadblocks that hinder them.
So along with being so successful in all the things you do outside of your family life, you are a successful wife, loving mother, and dedicated family person. How do you balance all of that? How do you wear both hats? You know, because that can be sometimes challenging for everyone. And a loving grandma.
My answer is going to be totally unexpected. You have to have you have to operate on a measure of insanity. I mean, it seems so unlikely, but it's the reality. I can't operate from a normal perspective as what people deem normal to be. But of course, it's the power of God. The final answer is God's divine enablement, because otherwise I would probably lose my natural mind.
Wow. So I have a couple of, and I can understand, lose my mind. Well, no, I've lost it. You know, so the key is he lets us find it on a regular basis, because it's all gone. He just keeps bringing it back. Yeah,
absolutely. That's it.
So a few more questions before I close out. What do you deem to be your greatest accomplishment in life so far?
Oh, wow.
You know, I'm going to hit some thought-provoking questions here.
My greatest accomplishment so far. I believe it's my life as a believer. The example that I believe my life has been as a believer. I really and truly believe that the only reason that I am successful in what I set out to do is because of the fact that, you know, I believe, I walk by faith and not by sight. And that's indicated in all of our ministries. Faith Productions. It's a measure of faith that I operate in.
Faith is the things that are seen, right? But not seen or heard.
That's it.
Right? It's the substance. That's it. Right. So let me close out with this then. If you can live anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Ooh. probably right where I am.
Wow.
Great, I believe that
answer.
God has determined.
You are rooted right where you are.
Right where I am.
Wow.
Isn't that something? Yes,
it is. So let me ask you this before I close out. Tell me your mentor, you know, because I know you know, you're the mentor's mentor. Give me some of your mentors who have touched your life, you know.
One individual that you know very well who has impacted my life tremendously, I don't know if she knows it or not, and that's Pastor Dr. Marcy Bryant.
Say that again. She's coming on next week. She's coming on next week. Give her a shout out. The Reverend Dr. Marcy Bryant.
Yeah, the Reverend Right Dr. Marcy Bryant. She's a motivator. She's an encourager.
Yes.
And, you know, she has provoked me to do. And it's hard not to do it. And, you know, she's probably the most impactful person. I'll say that.
I will say this. She touched me. Everything I do, I stand on her shoulders. She told me when I first started out in this and I was trying to find my way, she said, God is blessing you and he's really working with you and you don't even know what's in store for you. But she said, I'll just leave this with you, because I would call some days when I would have my challenges. She says, and it's one of my favorite Bible scriptures. A man's gift shall make room for him. And he shall be amongst kings and queens.
Yes.
I'm going to end it on that note, okay? And I'm going to say, wonderful. Reverend Dr. Apostle Button, we appreciate you stopping by. You are part of the WOOC family, okay?
Yes, and, sir.
Until next time, I'm going to say, God bless you. I love you. God loves you. And it ain't nothing you can do about it.
I know that's right. I love you too. Thanks again.
All right. Until next time, folks, Don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., your overcoming adversity specialist, doing what I'm made to believe.